Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to want to stick around to the end of the trending report because we've got another boring banger for you. It's what we do on Fridays for fun is we toss on a song about something mundane and boring. You guys submitted your votes for that on our Facebook page. Like, what's the most boring, mundane thing that we can turn into a boring banger of a song?
Love it.
Love it, mean it. And we'll be playing that here at the end of the trending report, or the Mile High Hype, sorry. So stick around for that. We were just talking about how the Artemis 2 is having problems with their toilet up there in space. But before they went to space, this is so funny to me. CNN was out and about interviewing people on their excitement about that big rocket launch, and they stuck the mic into this little kid's face.
Oh, no.
Did you see this little kid at all?
I did see this.
He had his hat on. He had his GoPro, like, attached to his hat. Like, he's ready to watch this space launch.
He's into it.
And they're like, hey, little buddy, what are your thoughts on this? And here's the audio.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the f***ing moon. That's why.
Obviously,
of babes,
an F-bomb. I gotta hear that. I love this kid.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the f-ing moon. That's why.
Yeah. Get out of my face, CNN.
I love the reporter because you know he sees this kid so into it, right? He's got the GoPro. He's got all the stuff. And he's like, we want to talk to him. We're going to get a heck of a soundbite out of that kid. I know it.
And they sure got one.
They sure did. That's amazing.
I love that kid. I love it so really much. Funny. And I am just a freak about watching the national news. I love it. And I love it when they're out at these events and they're interviewing people and they drop the F-bombs.
I know, yeah.
You know, and you're just like, oh my God. But it's cable news.
You know that reporter thought he was safe walking up to a kid.
He's
guy's not going to swear.
Makes me so
his
happy.
Mom's right there. Like, nope.
More news trickling out about Tiger Woods. He flipped his car on that road in Jupiter, Florida. And now there's body cam footage being released of him failing the sobriety test.
Uh-huh.
And then at one point he walks away from the cops, gets on his phone, and when they call him to come back, he goes, hey, sorry, I was talking to the president.
Yeah, no, he's very braggadocious on that part.
That's a flex. Right there. They also shows him hiccuping multiple times during his test.
Yawning.
The screenshots of that, be careful of what you're clicking on.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much fake news when it comes to that. Screaming in the backseat of the police car.
Yeah.
Crying in the backseat. He was yawning. They took the screenshot. It looks like he's screaming. He's not screaming. And I got one final thing. I feel like this would be for you, Katie, because I feel like you enjoy meat in shapes. Dinosaur chicken nuggets sold at Walmart may be contaminated with lead.
Oh, no.
According to health officials, the whole U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Safety, they sent out an alert. If you're interested in it, do a quick Google search. They'll give you the brand, the production dates, all that. But it's the dinosaur chicken nuggets that you need to be concerned about from Wally World. And why is it I feel like you go home in the afternoons and make yourself a plate of those?
Yeah.
And then you
don't knock the dino nuggets, Jer.
Who's eating who now, dinosaur?
You build a little mashed potato volcano with the gravy. Like,
come on. Come on now.
The broccoli tree.
Fire broccoli trees.
You have to.
What could you do with peas? Little boulders, I guess.
Little dino poop.
So anyway, be careful eating your meat and shapes today because it might have lead in them.
No,
do we have sports stuff?
We do, really quickly, in honor of opening day for the Rockies, the Texas Rangers just announced a wearable Texas-sized cowboy hat that is a 9-layer dip served with 26-inch fried tortilla shell filled with beans, cheddar cheese, sour cream, guacamole, pico de gallo, black olives, and jalapenos, and some more tortilla chips for the actual dip.
Love that.
It is a wearable cowboy hat. Now, this sounds so cool for the fan that gets it. I would hate to be the guy behind him.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
I'd love it.
I'd
stick my fingers in it.
I know. You could actually have a free snack.
I'd snap
right?
a piece off.
It's right there.
You would never know.
I'm going to eat your hat. Sorry, homie.
I'm going to eat your hat.
Massive.
Watch me eat your hat. Funny. Okay, so this story made me laugh so hard. A man tried to get a job with the Commerce City Police Department, and homie had a long list of previous offenses. But not only that, he had an active warrant. So, funny.
How do you not know?
He called the police department and he was like, hey, can I still work with you guys if I have an active warrant? And they were like, well, hey, why don't you come down here and we'll work it out? Come talk to us about it. So
he went down
to the police station and they arrested him right there. And can you believe he even asked as he was being brought back to the pokey? He was like, hey, is this going to affect my chances of getting that job?
Wouldn't it be funny if they hired him?
No.
Nah, you're good.
Commerce City PD came out and they were like, listen, if you have a track record that is this long, I mean, we're talking pages, we're not going to hire you. So just so you know, but makes for a very funny story.
So good.
Makes for a very,
what
very
a
funny
dork.
Story happening right here in Colorado. Okay, also happening right here along I-25 now. They're going to start sending you fines in the mail if you're caught speeding up in the northern part of the corridor now. So they've got these cameras, right, between two points, and they clock all the cars going through that stretch. Mm-hmm. So they get you at this point, and then they get you at this point. And if they can decipher that you've been speeding in that stretch of highway, they're going to send you a ticket for $75. And they are not messing around. I guess between March 1st and April 1st, they were sending out warnings about this. Like, hey, we've got these cameras. They're clocking you. They sent out 16,000 warnings about speeding in that area.
Maybe they should just raise the speed limit then.
Well, no, they can't, because that's the thing, too, is that stretch of highway has seen so many accidents. We're talking like deadly accidents.
Never mind.
And that's why they
cancel.
Because they're building all those express lanes up there north, right? So that's what they're doing. They have all that construction going on, and people are just speeding through the construction like it doesn't matter. So they put these cameras up, and they say since they've put the cameras up, the speeding has reduced by 90%.
Oh, that's great.
So they're working. These cameras are working. But be aware, again, if you're up
sneaky
in that area,
though.
It's cameras. They're going to send you a ticket. Let's bring it up a little bit because the Denver Aquarium has a new armadillo.
I love armadillos.
She's so sweet,
They
too.
Roll up into little balls.
They do. And little Flora. So she's been around for a bit. She's 14, and she was actually born at the San Antonio Zoo, and then she was transferred to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in 2020, according to the aquarium. So they brought her down to Denver. She's going to be introduced to the aquarium's male armadillo, Royce.
Why are they at the aquarium?
Are they going to smash?
They are.
They're going to smash.
At 14. Wow.
Armadillo hotel going
on,
right? Yeah.
Roll me up into a ball, baby.
At 14, I know.
Good for her.
She's still getting it. So they're going to have a brief acclimation period,
they
the aquarium
are.
Said.
They're
going
to light some candles.
Yeah. Like, they brought little Flora just for Royce. So I can't, like, they should make a reality love show. I'd watch the armadillo love show. Right? Wouldn't you? He rolls up in the ball, gets all happy. Yay, Flora! I'd watch for
that's
at
a
least
weird
20
kink
minutes.
You got.
What do you mean? Okay. And then a couple things going on in Denver. You want to hear about some things this weekend?
Sure.
Like Red Bull BC One. That's like premier breakdancing competition. We've talked about this before, and the Denver leg right now, they're
practicing.
Having it at Boecher Concert Hall.
Boecher,
thank you. So it's free all ages event, so they're going to have the top B-boys and B-girls competing in one-on-one battles. Yeah, and then the winners
I want to go to that.
Yes!
You go watch the armadillos getting freaky, and I want to go watch this.
Yes, so they're going to advance to the national finals in San Diego, so this stop here in Denver is a really big one.
Do you got
to
bring your own piece of cardboard?
So I'm sure they'll have cardboard there for you. Mm. I'm sure that they'll have some cardboard on hand, but I thought this would be right up your alley, like breakdancing
competition. I'm not gonna lie, like that sounds like a hell of a time.
Doesn't that sound fun?
I thought when is
like
it?
That. So it's today. It's at Boecher Hall, so that'll be today.
What
and
time?
I think they're going to start it at like 2 or something like that.
Well,
it
I can go right from the home opener down to the breakdance competition.
You absolutely
and show
can.
Them my moves.
Yeah, so I think that this screams
I got a
you,
full
Jeremy.
Velour one-piece tracksuit and gold chains. I'm going to show them up.
It's so funny because when I saw it, I immediately thought, like, this is something that Jeremy would be all about. Like, I envisioned the smile across your face. So I'm
so happy. So ridiculous.
I'm so happy that you actually
like
it.
Thank you for this.
Do you want one more just in case?
Just give me a quick one.
Doors are 5 o'clock.
I want to get to the boring banger.
Doors are 5 o'clock, so you've got some time. I was looking at the doors for the breakdancing competition. Okay, there's that.
Sorry, Lord, I'm going to the breakdancing competition. It's and what Jesus would have wanted.
It is. Jesus is a breaker all day. He's got some sick moves.
Broke out of that cave.
Okay. Oh, yes, he did. Okay. You want one more?
No.
Okay, we're done. There's your Mile High Hype.